The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, November 8, 2021. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted through his official Twitter account the return to the classroom today of more than 612,800 students to continue the school year. He also emphasized that the vast majority will do so with their full vaccination plan against the disease caused by the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus. Schools come to life, and with them, all of Cuba, the head of state wrote on Twitter. Cuba confirmed this Monday morning 471 positive cases for SARS-CoV-2, which causes COVID-19, 12 less than the previous day, and 3 deaths from complications associated with the disease. Since March 11, 2020, the country has registered 956,452 diagnosed, as well as 8,265 fatalities, a fatality of 0.86%, said the National Director of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Public Health, Francisco Duran. The country granted 423 medical discharges and 2,686 people remain admitted. Of them, 2,612 with stable clinical evolution, added the doctor in a press conference. Cuba is working on incorporating unexploited land with the aim of increasing food production and meeting demand, an authorized source reported. This is one of the priorities of the Ministry of Agriculture, contemplated within the 63 measures approved by the government in April with the participation of producers, experts, and managers of the sector. The Minister of Agriculture, Miguel Rosales, said in exclusive statements to Prensa Latina that the rescue of these unproductive lands is being carried out in the provinces of Artemisa, Mayabeque, Cienfuegos, and Granma. Such actions respond to the fulfillment of the decision to eliminate or merge agricultural cooperatives that do not have the possibility of economic and productive recovery, using the lands whenever possible for the strengthening of state companies. The minister stressed that increasing the levels of tropical crops in order to achieve 30 pounds of farm products per capita per inhabitant is also a priority of Cuban agriculture. And in the international agenda, we have that Mexico is walking towards normality after the reopening of the border with the United States, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador assured in his morning press conference. In a diverse speech in which he discussed numerous national issues, the president, who will travel to the United Nations tomorrow to speak for the appointment of Mexico as president of Security Council, highlighted the reopening of the northern border to non-essential travel after more than a year. He said that little by little the situation is going to normalize and that today there could still be some difficulties at the land border since it is the first day that the accesses were reopened. However, the ruler made no reference to the limitation established by the neighboring country's government by vetoing the entry of those people who are vaccinated with biologicals other than those established, such as the cases of Russians and Chinese not authorized by the World Organization for Human Rights. Meanwhile, Chile's National Institute of Human Rights demanded a thorough and rapid investigation into the events that led to the death of the young Mapuche Jordan Yempi during a police and military operation. According to official sources, the 23-year-old Yempi died in clashes with the security forces in the Biobío region, where three other members of that community were also injured, a version rejected by the National Council of Human Rights. We have direct versions of relatives or victims of those affected who indicate that they never participated in any confrontation and that they were completely arbitrarily injured, the director of the said institution, Sergio Mico, told the Diario de Cooperativa. Mico asked the prosecution to carry out an investigation that includes the reconstitution of the scene, the ballistic reports, and the delivery of the body cameras and any visual record of what happened in the Cañete commune. The essential thing is a prompt and thorough investigation. The times of criminal good justice are not the times of social peace, he said. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.